I hope we find you well, blessed, and happy today. Thank you for tuning in to our teaching, and we want to go to the Word of God in prayer. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, anoint my lips to speak the words that you'd have me to speak. Anoint the ears and the hearts and the minds of those that will receive the Word of God today. Let Thou Spirit reign upon them and shower them with the blessings of the Most High God. Give us victory, Lord. We claim, Lord, victory for every person that'll call upon the name of the Lord today. And Lord, we pray for the demonic spirits that are over this county and over our nation. And we rebuke them, rule them void, and we take authority over them in the name of Jesus Christ. And we loose the power and the presence of God that men and women might receive from the Lord this day in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I want to minister on a subject today in our teaching on the thought of partakers. Now we find in 2 Peter in the first chapter in verse 4, whereby are given unto us exceedingly great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Here we are given the privilege of becoming partakers of Him in His divine nature. We realize that Christ is formed in us when we become born again. And then we overcome the world and the lust that had us bound and had us controlled. I see a lot of people that want to serve God, but they're so bound up that they can't get loose to serve Him. And there's not many preachers preaching deliverance today. They're preaching, come join our church, shake the preacher's hand. They're preaching every spirit of complacency they can preach, but they're not preaching truth by the Word of God. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. But, you know, the Bible said that Christ, He thought it not robbery to be equal with God. And the Bible said, have this same mind within you. So we know that we are partakers of His divine nature. And then in 1 Corinthians, in chapter 10 and verse 17, for we being many are one bread and one body, for we are all partakers of that same bread. Now, the bread of life, and we know that Jesus Christ is the bread of life, and we become partakers of that bread once we're born into the Spirit of God and become a part of the family of God. We're no longer the old creature we once was. We're a brand new creation in Christ Jesus. Then Ephesians 3 and 6, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of all the same body and partakers of His promise in Christ by the gospel. Now, understand that in the Word of God, the Gentile was referred to as a dog. Now, you know that the woman said to Jesus, and she said, you know, He said, this is not meat for you, this is not for you. And she said, you know, even the dogs can pick the crumbs up that falls off the table. And so we understand that the Gentile, which is us, by grace was brought in. The Bible said we were contrary to nature, but we was grafted in. Now, how much more is He going to take the Jew back in, which was of the first fruits, and they was of the fold of that chosen people, and how much more is He going to bring them back in the hour that He's promised through the Word? Luke, the 21st chapter, says, until the time of the Gentiles be fulfilled. That's about to wind up. We're about to that place wherein the Jews are going back to the homeland, and God's looking to see what we're going to do. You know, there's a lot of nations that are in trouble with God because they come against Israel. And if we keep coming against Israel, we're going to get in trouble with God. And that's his word, and I can't change that. That's the way it's going to be. They're going to be the sheep nations and the goat nations. The sheep nation's going to be on the right. The goat's going to be on the left. The sheep nation's the one that stood up with Israel and for Israel. And the goat nations are going to be the one that's against Israel. So we're choosing which we want to be. As an individual, you need to choose to be on God's side. You need to choose righteousness and holiness, and you need to choose the good things of God. Now in Galatians 1 and 12, give thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. And of course, God is light. We are, if we are in the light, if we walk in the light, we won't stumble around the darkness. We will have the peace of God, and we'll have his light to guide our path. And it's up to us what we choose to do. We can have the light to shine upon our path. And the Bible said in John 3 and about along about 19, right after the verses there where he talked about the for God so loved the world that he became the only begotten Son, whosoever believed in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And then we come on down in those verses there, we find that men in the 19th verse, and this is the condemnation, that light is coming to the world, and men should love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. And then when we go back over in the first chapter of the Gospel of St. John, and the Bible talks about, you know, in verse 4, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended not. And this is, a powerful understanding. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. And he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. But he came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them became, these words simply said, but as many as receive him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believed upon his name, which was born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And thank God that, he was the light, and we have that light, and we have the truth of that light within us. And so we are partakers of the saints in that light that is showed upon our path. Now, in suffering, in 2 Corinthians in chapter 1, verse 7, and our hope of you is steadfast, knowing that as ye are partakers of the suffering, so shall ye be also of the consolation. In other words, if you're going to suffer with him, you're going to rule and reign with him. And we're going to be a part of what God does when he returns back, Jesus comes back, and we rule and reign with him. And understand, according to the word of God, these promises are made to all that accept him and all that are in his grace, and we will be a part of the consolation. In other words, when he puts everything together, all the elements of the earth is burned up with a fervent heat. He destroys and does away with all that man has done here on the face of this earth. All the ruins that are here and all the mess man's made, God will burn it up with a fervent heat, and then he will restore it back to the perfect paradise that it was before man fell and before Adam sinned. Through disobedience, we were brought under the curse, and through the righteous obedience of Christ, God's own Son, we have been set free from the bondage of the curse. And so I've said this, and I'll say it again. if you have an experience and there's no suffering in it, there's no commitment in it, and you know, there's no battle and everything's just rosy, you're probably not saved. You've been fooled, as the old saying goes. So we understand that we're going to suffer with them. And then in 1 Peter 4:13, but rejoice in as much as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceedingly joy. Then continues on in the understanding of being partakers in Revelation 12:10. For they verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure. But he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. All of our righteousness, according to the word of God, is filthy rags. And so, unless we take on the righteousness of God, unless we become partakers of his holiness, we're not going to make it. Because the Bible said, without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. Then in 1 Peter 5:1 states these words, a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. You know, eyes not seen, ear is not heard, and these are entering in the heart of man what God has got in store for us. What an understanding that's going to be, and the glory that's going to be revealed. Now, a warning goes forth in Hebrews 6:4, for it is impossible for those which were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gifts and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost. Now, understand that God here is talking about people that have come out from under the law and now they're in grace, and Paul had a problem with them. They wanted to go back under the law, and that be the case, Christ would have to be crucified again. And we'll go on down in the understanding of that. And have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come. Verse 6, if they should fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing that they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame. Then in, let's stop there just a minute and talk a little bit more about that. I've heard people say, well, if man backslided, can't get back to God. God sure didn't make a mistake when he said he's married to a backslider, but I don't believe he made a mistake. I believe that God said what he meant and meant what he said. Here was Paul's understanding of this. Paul was telling them that they couldn't go back to the old sacrifice. They couldn't go back to the old way, because if it did, Christ would have to put me back up on the cross again, and he would have to go back to Calvary for them to come back to repentance. So today, understand, a man can backslide. He can come back to God. But this was God was not even talking about that in this understanding. This was Paul was explaining to them. And you can understand, if their way for all these years was to take a sacrifice, to take an animal and shed its blood, and to put that blood forth and to put a sacrifice on the altar of God, men are always been traditional. They always been creatures of habit, and they want to go back to this. And this is what Paul was saying. It's impossible, because you would put him to an open shame there at the end of verse 6. Then in 1 Corinthians 10:21, and we'll conclude with this scripture for our teaching today, you cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of the devil. You cannot be partaker of the Lord's table and of the devil's table. In other words, it comes down to the end of this thing. You've got to make a choice. You've got to choose. And if you're not willing to choose, then, you know, the decision will be made for you. Not to decide is to decide. So you need to accept the Lord today. If you're a sinner or a backslider, you need to come to know him as your Savior. Invite him into your heart. Invite him to save you, to wash you and cleanse you and make you that new creature. And let us pray. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, just for the good, sweet feeling of the Spirit we feel in the teaching today, the anointing we feel that's flowing, and I believe men's hearts are going to be touched and changed. is this not only is shared locally, but it is uploaded to our sites and will be heard and played for our understanding around the world. And I believe men and women will be saved, be born again. So, Lord, if there's a man, woman, boy, or girl that's in decision today, let them make a decision for you and let them call upon you and be saved in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. God bless you till we come to you at the next teaching.